This is just the part of being an athlete. Like, some things go perfectly smoothly, and then sometimes you're just like thrown some curveballs, pun intended, and you just gotta figure it out.
Hey, I'm Ashley Agle. Some of you might know me as Ashley Burkhart, and I'm a former D1 and professional softball player who spent a few years coaching in the college game before deciding to put all of my focus into youth softball players and helping them make their dreams and their goals happen for them. It's our job to help them unleash their potential and become the athletes they've always dreamt of. I come from a small city in the Midwest and didn't let that stop me from making my goal of playing D1 softball a reality. No matter where you live, you have the tools to help you thrive, and I am hoping through this podcast to help you get there. On this podcast, you'll learn from Olympians, Hall of Fame coaches, and elite players what their journeys have been like, and you'll also learn from me and my family a bit of our journey through the game. I'm so excited to have you here, so whip out your notebook and let's learn how we can grow in this game together. Welcome to When the Cleats Come Off.
Welcome back to another episode of When the Cleats Come Off. Stoked to have you here this week, especially because I get to talk about something that just makes me so happy, and that is Alliance Fast Pitch. So Jamie Loprise was on the podcast not too long ago talking about how she was out to change the structure of travel ball, and she has built within only a few years, seriously, an empire of softball from the travel ball space with some of the greatest teams, the greatest players in the nation. And this week, as I'm recording, some of the best softball is playing in Indiana, which is insane. Being someone from Indiana, I never thought a huge national championship would be played in my home state, but here we are. The nationals for like all divisions, so that's, I believe, 10U all the way to 8U, are being played in Indy within these next 3 weeks. And right in the center of those 3 weeks was this All-Star game. It was so much fun. And because some of the most premier athletes in the nation that are going off to play at their respective colleges this fall, these were all seniors that were playing. Literally, this is their last tournament before they go off to college. And I was lucky enough to be asked to be one of the coaches for this All-Star game, which was so fun. I'll get into all the details in a little bit, but it was me, my team versus Carol Brueggemann's team. And if you don't know who Carol Brueggemann is, NFCA softball's leader, like the one who started it, the one who is running the NFCA, was on the other side of the field. I love Coach Brug. She ironically was the first ever head coach at Purdue University. So that was like a fun little tie-in that made this game extra special, not just for me, but maybe her as well. I don't know. But our teams were stacked. Let me give you an example of where the players on just strictly my team were headed to this fall. Oklahoma, Stanford, Texas, UCLA, Washington, Kentucky, Penn State, Mizzou, BYU, Notre Dame, George Mason, Auburn, Arkansas, Northern Kentucky, Arizona. That was just my side of the field. That was just my side. And let alone, I actually got to coach with Taylor Shoemaker, who many of you know because she was the National Freshman of the Year for the NFCA and was first team All-SEC, top 25 USA Softball Collegiate Player of the Year, which you really only see seniors up for normally. Four-time SEC Freshman of the Week. She was tied for second in RBI out of the entire pool of Division I softball with 86 RBIs. She was fifth in the nation with 72 runs, 164 total bases, which was seventh in the nation, and had 22 home runs on the year, which was 11th in the nation. And not to mention, she was a first-team All-American as a freshman, and she got to coach with me. And yes, I got to watch her on TV all year. And she is one of those players that, you know how sometimes they say, don't meet your heroes? I know she is so many little girls' heroes. You want to meet Taylor. She is one of the most genuine people ever. She has so much just like swag with how she goes about herself, but she's so nice and she is just fun. And the players
totally loved being able to hang out with her. And she also competed in this All-Star game the year prior. So very, very special homecoming for her. But this is just an example of like what we had to work with, you know, on Sunday, which was so freaking fun. These are like the future stars of the game. And, you know, going into this role as their head coach, I was like, what do I do? I'm not going to teach them anything, right? Like, I can't just be their coach, you know, and pretend like I've been working with them all year. I haven't. So my rule for myself was just like, be loose, have fun, help them just enjoy the game. And I hope I did that. But I just still can't believe that this was at Kokomo High School, which was 10 minutes from where my in-laws actually live, which is insane. And it was just like on ESPN Plus, just such a cool experience for these athletes. The stadium was packed. Like my family actually got there kind of late and they didn't have a seat, which they were fine with. But like, that's just how big this game was and just so, so fun. So I'm going to give you like a little rundown of how the day went because it was just so cool. So I brought Cooper along with me, who is my newborn, and we showed up around 2 o'clock. And literally as I'm walking in, we met Gray Robertson, who works for Softball America, and he has the Out of the Box podcast. And I have followed him forever, and he follows all of Alabama softball. He was actually covering the game that night. So met him at the front. He was way taller in person than I ever thought he was because I've only seen him, you know, on a video screen. But such a cool human. Like, so happy I got to meet him in person. I can't wait to see when I'm going to see him again. He's so fun. I really need to get him on the podcast soon. But it was so fun to be able to walk in and be like, oh, hey, like, I've never met you, but I feel like I know you. And he is such a pro. Like, I tell you, after the game, I saw his entire spreadsheet and he wrote down every single player and like a paragraph about every single one. And this was on a giant poster board. It was color coordinated. And he's like, oh yeah, I've been working on this all week. And I was like, you are such a pro at what you do. Like, of course you're going to be awesome on air. Spoiler alert, I haven't even watched the recording yet, but I plan to because it was recorded on ESPN Plus. But I can't wait to watch it because I'm sure he did amazing. And he was actually calling the game with Natasha Watley. And it was so fun to be able to see her and reunite with her. She's been on the podcast a few times as well in episodes 31 and 63, talking about slapping, the art of base running, and why Japan is so competitive at softball because she played there professionally and she got to know why. Go check those episodes out if you haven't seen them. But talking about Natasha, it was like really cool just hanging out with her, seeing how her daughter is, seeing how things are going with her foundation. And ironically, after I had talked to her, I was talking to some of the players. And I have to also understand, they're young. Like, I'm 32. These girls are headed off to college. So they're 18. Like, they were not watching softball at the mecca of softball, which I feel like was when Natasha played, when Jenny Finch was playing, Caitlin Lowe, all of these guys. So they did not know who she was. And I remember thinking, I'm like, how do you not know her? Like, she is the history of our game. And I even mentioned this to her later in the day. And she's like, they don't need to know who I am. And I was like, okay, first of all, she's incredibly humble. So shout out to her for being that way. And I love that about her. But two, I have a podcast to hopefully educate people on the history of our game. So if you don't know who Natasha is, I want you to pause this and go listen to her episodes. That's episodes 31 and 63. Get to know how she is as a player. She was a four-time All-American at UCLA and went off to play in multiple Olympics, winning gold medals. She's the GOAT. And just go check her out, okay? So that was my service to the podcast today. Please go check out Natasha. But anyway, the fact that she's there, the fact that she's calling it, like, she still wants to be so involved with the game. So I thought she would be the perfect person to call the game. So I can't wait to watch later and see how her and Gray kind of talk about the game and how it went and about all these players, because the players were the celebrities of the day. You know, it was such a special thing seeing these girls, you know, competing on the field and then little girls behind them, like watching them compete and play the game at a very, very elite level. And there were home runs that happened. I'm going to get into all that in a second, but it was just such a fun day. So anyway, Cooper and I walk in, we meet Gray, we talk to Natasha.
I got to meet the players who were there extra early for, you know, media. Some of them were competing in the home run derby. There were relays. There were like a bunch of things, fun things going on. You had CJ Beatty, who was the MC for the day, and he just kept it fun. Like he kept cracking jokes and the whole stadium would start laughing. It was just so well put together. So shout out to Jamie. It was so fun. And then, so after all these fun things happen, we get to warm-ups. And warm-ups were absolute chaos. I had a plan in my mind on how I wanted warm-ups to go, not knowing how many hitting tunnels there were, not really knowing anything, to be honest, kind of just showing up, figuring it out. And then as soon as warm-ups start, my baby starts hysterically crying. So it is very, very hot that day, muggy. And I'm like, I need to get this guy into the AC. He probably needs to be fed. And it's right when we're supposed to like start warming up. And we have 30 minutes before we're supposed to like take the field. Oh my gosh. So shout out to the bar Chuck, because she, let me tell you, ran the show for us in warmups. Like she called up one of her assistants that came out and flew with her over here to help with it. And I like ran upstairs into the AC, taking care of my baby. And like, she covered all of the hitting in the cages. And thank God for her, because this team would have been playing like cold. They would have been out there, like not have had warming up at all. So shout out to you, girl. But that was just like chaos that already ensued. And like, this is just the part of being an athlete. Like some things go perfectly smoothly. And then sometimes you're just like thrown some curveballs, pun intended, and you just got to figure it out. So we figured it out, managed it. We decided like which coaches were going to warm up what defenders. So I was like, I'm going to cover the outfield. After coaching in college, I've learned how to hit somewhat of a trajectory of a fly ball and some hard ground balls. I'm like, let me cover them. You guys take the infield. Pitchers were their own little world. Thank God they figured out how to warm up. We kind of just told them the timeline and was like, when you're pitching, just make sure you're ready, blah, blah, blah. So it was like chaos, but like in the most fun way. Like warm-ups felt like they only took 5 seconds and we warmed up for an hour and a half. But it was super fun. I told the outies, I'm like, do not expect anything, you know, where I expect to put it. And I kind of surprised myself. So shout out to the outies that gave me confidence to, you know, hit those fly balls to them. But after that, we had a coaches meeting at home plate, got to give a big hug to Coach Brug, met all the umpires. They were super professional, super awesome. And they told us that we had two reviewable plays that we could ask to get looked at because we had cameras and all the angles that you need. So that was super exciting. And I told all the players and I was like, if you guys have an angle that I don't have, just like put your hands up to your ears and tell me to just review it. Like, why not? And I'll tell you later, like we did end up trying to review a play, which was fun. And after that, we had intros and then it was just game on. And I just felt the intensity as soon as we hopped off the field after the national anthem. It was game on. It was let's go. And it was just, again, chaos ensued because in this All-Star game, they picked players in multiple positions. So we had some outfielders, some middles, some corners, pitchers, catchers, and then like utilities were out there. So as the coach, I was kind of nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, am I going to have to put together all of this, you know, defensive stuff, not really knowing these players that well. And Jamie actually gave me ahead of time the entire lineup of hitters and the entire defensive rotation. So thankfully she did it, even though I was like all in. I was like, okay, we'll figure this out. But there were some players that were playing positions that they have never played before. And that's what an All-Star game is. Like they're going to ask you to be something and do something that you're not used to. And, you know, it was definitely tough for some players to like feel confident in that position, but I thought they did so well. No, as you could see on the scoreboard, our defense wasn't perfect, but you know, they made some like incredible plays. Outfielders made some awesome catches. You know, there was some really good defense, you know, even though we did have four errors that game. But I was super proud of the defense for being put into very uncomfortable positions, but still figuring out a way to get out there and compete. They did so great. And then, you know, the hitters, we had some pitchers that were hitting. We had, you know, some at bats that were just super competitive. Halfway through the game, we were losing and I was like whipping out some Welch's fruit snacks. I was like, all right, if you have a quality at bat, like you get a fruit snack. Like we were just kind of making it fun and light. And I think the players really enjoyed that. But it was an all-star game and it was just chaos. It was fun. Again, it was on ESPN Plus and I haven't watched it. And I think tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to just turn it on and just watch it for fun. Because when you're in it, you don't really realize all the X's and O's that are happening. Because again, my job was just to stay loose, keep it fun. And, you know, I only saw what I could see, but now I want to see it on the cameras and see what angles they're getting and, you know, the other team and like things that, you know, you don't always just see when you're in the game. So if you want to rewatch it, you should be able to find it on ESPN Plus. You just type in Alliance and I think you'll be able to find the game. Because it was a big deal. Like, and these players, they knew it was a big deal. And they, you know, a lot of them really shined. And it was so fun to see them compete. So with the challenge that we did, so there was this play at first that we were on defense. And the throw kind of got away from the first baseman a little bit. But she made this incredible catch. And it looked to me from my angle that like her toes were still on first as she was diving for the ball. But the umpire said, no, like she caught it. She was off the bag. And I like walked up to him and I was like kind of nervous because I was like, oh, geez, you know, here we go. Because I wanted to do it, this at least once. And there was a runner that would have scored if she was called safe. So I was like, you know what? Like, let's try to get this run to come back. Like if we get the call, that would be sick. So I go up to him and I'm just like, hey, you know, I'm probably going to be wrong here, but I want to challenge this. And I probably not the best way to go up to an umpire and say that, but that's what I said. And he was like, are you sure? And he was just like, I saw her off the bag. And I'm like, yeah, it looks like she came off the bag, whatever. And he's like, are you okay with the call? Or he goes, are you okay with it? And I said, yeah, like I want to have this replayed. And he thought I meant I was okay with his call. And so he was just like, yeah, the runner's safe. The runner's safe. And I was like, oh wait, no. I'm okay with it being reviewed. And he was like, oh, okay. So he gets with the umpires, they review it. It kind of took him a while. So maybe it was a good call to be reviewed. But shout out to my players at the end of the dugout that like, you know, put their hands up to their ears like, hey, get this reviewed. We ended up losing the challenge, but it was still all fun. My heart rate was up and we all were kind of amped about it. But it kind of changes the momentum as well. So it just felt like a good time to do the challenge. So it was kind of fun to do it. And I was just so excited that, you know, we had an opportunity to do it. And actually, talking to this umpire, and I really feel bad that I did not catch his name. I should look it up. But he said he was from Nebraska, and he loves when coaches call challenges, respectfully, right? Like some coaches are probably nasty about it. But he's like, no, I love the challenge. I love the option of it because he's like, we all know that we're not perfect. Like we're not going to get every play right. So if we can, you know, it'll make us better if we get these challenges called on us. It just makes the whole game better. And so I was like, shout out to you, like to have this, you know, mentality here. And he has a daughter playing, I think he said North Florida. He just seems like a guy who gets it. So shout out to the umpires that are out there doing their best and, you know, having fun. Cause you could tell all these umpires are just like pumped to be able to call this game because we actually had four umpires on the field, which is insane. And they were just so honest and awesome. I was just a huge fan of how they called the game. So all in all, it was just such a competitive game. There, yes, we lost 6-1, but you know, there were home runs that were hit. There were some incredible defensive plays on both sides. We happened to just hit everything hard right at people, and that's just how the game goes sometimes. But overall, the girls looked like they had a blast. They were asking to get, you know, autographs in the middle of the game, like from little girls. It was just such a cool experience. And I love that these players got this experience as well. They were so professional with their interviews, and I can't wait to watch those on the replay on ESPN2. So just all in all, I just love this for not just the state of Indiana, the fact that this game got to be played here, but that, you know, travel ball is becoming, you know, a really competitive place where you're getting the chance to go compete at like a level that, you know, most don't compete at till they're in college. So the fact that Jamie and Alliance have built, you know, this awesome stage for these athletes is incredible. I can't tell you, I bet half of the players that are going to play in college, their college coaches, because they're here recruiting this week in Indiana, they came early to come watch their players compete in this All-Star game because it is a big deal. So shout out to the coaches that came early to watch them. I just loved being able to see those coaches out there and filming. Some of them were filming their athletes that were hitting because they're so excited to welcome them to their family in like a month. So just super, super cool day. And I firmly believe that, you know, of all the people in the stands and even of all the teams that are competing in the Alliance Nationals from 10U to 18U, I bet 80% of these players aren't even from the state of Indiana. Players, coaches, whatever. Like, that is how big this national championship is. And, you know, Jamie was on the podcast, and I highly recommend you go check out her episode. We put it out in February. It was episode 206. And she talked about the beauty of being able to create, you know, travel ball in this way. So this is like the elite of the elite. But she also has, you know, national tournaments going on regionally right now for lower divisions that are still highly competitive. So she's literally managing all of these different national championships. But obviously she's here for this one because this is the big one, especially if you have a game on ESPN, she better be here. But shout out to Alliance and what they're building. It is changing the travel ball space. It is becoming a super positive and competitive space. And what I think I love most about these nationals that they're putting together is the fact that, you know, they're doing pool play, but that's like seeding teams. And then they're going to go out and they're going to compete. And it's in like the same format as like the Women's College World Series. So like she said in her episode, she makes every single team fight for their way to get recognized. It's not just you show up to a tournament and you just play a few games. No, it's like you earn everything that you get. And, you know, that's how it used to be in travel ball. And that's how she's building it back to be with Alliance Fast Pitch. So shout out to Jamie. Sorry, my kid's screaming. Shout out to her entire team that's just changing the game back to the competitive way that it should be. And gosh dang it, it's so fun to see where this game is headed because of what they're doing. And we can't go without saying how incredible her all-star team behind her has been working all weekend and all week. They're grinding out there for 3 entire weeks. And, you know, I just popped in for the day and then I stayed an extra day to watch some of my athletes in my virtual hitting academy who are here from literally everywhere. I just met my player from Minnesota that I've never met in person and watched her compete. She's a baller. I'm so excited. She's playing college this fall. And then I got to see an athlete from California that I haven't seen in like 4 years in person. She's out here competing and she was competing in the national championship for 12U. It was just such an incredible 2 days. And I just popped in for 2 days, but they have been working so, so hard behind the scenes to make this an incredible experience, not just for the coaches that are here with their teams, not just for the players, but for the umpires that are here, for the coaches that are out here recruiting. My sister Christina is out here recruiting for her new team that she's coaching in college, and they're taking care of them. Like, there are so many elements that they have figured out to make this experience great. And, you know, they're only, I think, 3 or 4 years into this, and they're crushing it already. And yes, nothing is perfect. This All-Star game was far from perfect. So many imperfections were there. And I'm sure there's some going on throughout the week, but like that is just part of the game. That is part of life. And Jamie's the type of person that, you know, loves a challenge. And she is going to write everything that might not have gone great this week. And so that is just who she is. And that is what Alliance is building. And so next year is going to be better than this year. The year after that's going to be better than, you know, these past years. So that is where they're headed. If you know nothing about Alliance Fast Pitch, I'm going to put all of their information in the link below this podcast in the show notes. But go check them out. Like, they are doing so many things right. And if your team is a part of Alliance, you also get access to a lot of different, you know, mental performance coaching. And they have access to the Always Grind 365 notebooks that I've told you guys about. Like, they are partnering with people to help the athlete's experience be better and to learn the game on their own, you know, when they're away from their teams and away from tournaments.
So, gosh, they do so many things great. But I am so, so grateful, Jamie, that you asked me to be an assistant coach here. I can't wait to be affiliated with the national championship in future years because they're going to be in Indiana for a few more years at least. So if you're not busy within the next few days, how about one, we go and watch this All-Star game together on ESPN Plus, and let's shout out these players. Let's keep watching, you know, these elite players that are going to compete at huge schools this fall. I just can't wait to see the names that were on my roster competing in a national championship in years to come, or just seeing them in the Women's College World Series, or seeing them, you know, throughout the year on TV. It all starts here. And the dream is so alive to be on this stage if you really, truly want it. So shout out to the players. Shout out to Jamie. Shout out to Alliance. This was so much fun. I feel like I'm giving a Midwest goodbye right now, repeating the same thing over and over. But just, this was such a fun experience, and I can't wait to be back in the future. Thanks for tuning into this wild episode of When the Cleats Come Off. I'm so grateful to have you here. And if you want to check out all the links that I talked about in the episodes I talked about in this one, go ahead to the show notes and see where you can find more like this. I wish you all good luck in your competitive seasons. And don't forget to stay awkward, stay humble, and keep smiling. And I'll see you next week for an interview.